This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. If we are to view what we are going through right now as our beautiful transformation, if we are to accept that what we are moving through every day, what we are trying to figure out is the essence of matrescence, the transformation from an independent woman to a mother, we can start viewing how we feel each day in a better light. Here's the thing. Most of us are feeling the growing pains of matrescence. Perhaps let me rephrase that. Every single one of us is feeling the growing pains of matrescence. We are struggling in our own unique ways with the changes that are happening within us and around us. Dr. Aurélie Athen from Columbia University, who I am studying with, says that our pinpoint of entering matrescence is often very different. That part that is a struggle for you can be different from the mama standing right next to you. Perhaps it's your identity involved with your role at work that is your greatest struggle right now. Perhaps it's the change in your relationship. Perhaps it's how you feel about your body. It doesn't really matter. What is happening is it's the entry point to the changes. It's the entry point to learning this great opportunity that we have. But we have to view it in this way. We struggle with matrescence, with what we're going through, because we judge it to be something that we shouldn't be feeling. We judge ourselves for the way we feel about being a mother. We judge ourselves for the way we feel about our life, our family, our time, our body, our health. And so we push it down. We don't look at it with kindness, but we definitely don't look at it as a divine opportunity. The growth, the stretching, the struggles we're feeling is beautiful because it's the growing pains of becoming who you're meant to be. If you think of your life as a lifeline, imagine in front of you right now a line that stretches from the moment you were born to the moment you leave this body. And you see that the whole process, the whole purpose of this line of life is to grow into the best version of yourself. And when I say best version of yourself, I'm not talking about necessarily climbing a ladder or achieving anything, but instead a glow that comes from within when you know who you are. A certainty that you have within yourself, that you no longer worry about what others think of you. You are clear on who you are. You are proud of yourself. You walk tall. You have a sparkle in your eyes. You know what your priorities are and you completely focus on those. You have freed yourself of old stories and old beliefs and you have stepped into who you're meant to be. That end destination point on that line we're moving towards her all of the time. Each growth, each stretch, each painful moment is moving us towards that point of that immersion of who you're meant to be. And when I look at that line, I see matrescence as, I believe, the greatest pushing towards that end point. Perhaps I'll feel differently when I'm going through menopause or when I'm moving through a different stage of my life. But right now, up until this point in my life, nothing has urged me forward towards that point of who I want to be more than motherhood. Nothing has encouraged me to sit with myself, work on myself, ask hard questions of myself. Nothing has done this more than matrescence. And so this is my invitation for all of us to actually get excited about this. These pains, this struggle, the growth that you're feeling at the moment, thank it. Truly, every time you notice yourself really facing something big, having to ask yourself some big questions, who am I? What type of mother do I want to be? What type of woman do I want to be? Smile and thank yourself. You are stretching. You are growing. You are doing exactly what you're here to do. Know that you are rising up towards that whole woman that you are meant to be here for. Your purpose is to become whole. We've lost the real reasoning and the real definition behind purpose. We're so consumed by this idea of purpose being your career. Everything on Instagram and social media and all of the growth books that we're given is focused on your purpose is what you do. No, our purpose is who are we? Our purpose is who we become. Our purpose is to become whole. Whole in the sense of a whole woman, the mother, the daughter, the lover, the warrior. It is to be able to feel whole and complete within ourselves without anyone else telling us that we're doing a good job. It is that complete acceptance of ourselves. And so, beautiful mama, you are in the middle of this. This is what you're feeling. You are in the most exciting opportunity right now. Thank it. Smile on yourself. You are rising up, you are growing, and you are expanding. Matrescence is an awakening. It is the shedding of old beliefs and stories, and it is the rising up of who you're meant to be. So do not judge any of it. Thank it. It is a gift. Until next week, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam.